The Padres are getting ready for the 2016 season, and we're getting you ready for it. Broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona, this is Padres Social Hour.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour. For the first time in his career, making a Padres Social Hour appearance from the AP, Bernie Wilson. Bernie, how's this rank on your career accomplishments? I would assume pretty high.
Any debut is big. I hope I get the lineup card and a ball.
We'll see what we can do afterwards.
You can hear the crack of the wood bat. Maybe a bat. Bat, ball, and lineup card.
We'll see what we can work on
and
it for
I'll
you.
And I'll send my shirt to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Seth Blooper will have
pen.
To get a Hall
I'll
of Fame
I'll send my pen
set.
To the Hall of Fame.
Perfect. Well, let's see how your performance is first before we talk about any of that.
Sure but thing, bro.
Your first spring training in 4 years here for the Padres?
Yes.
Did you miss it?
No.
What is spring training like for you guys? You've been with the AP since 91, covering everything San Diego sports. You've been to spring trainings before. What's it like for you on a daily basis when you're out here in Peoria covering the team?
Well, you know, it's like, you know, to cover the ball squad, you got to get up early, got to get out here, get coffeeed up. As I found out long ago, players don't generally like to talk in the morning, so you got to, you know, get out the workouts and try to grab them afterwards. Fred McGriff was legendarily, you know, it wasn't an evil thing. He just didn't like to talk in the morning. So if you wanted to get anything from Crime Dog, you better stick around until after his workout, after his shower, and then he was fine. So, you know, long days just like the fellas. It's just we don't have to stretch, and there's no media fielding practice or batting practice.
What about the length of camp itself? 6 weeks, too long?
Way too long. You know, we AP guys, we're in for 5 or 6 days. Get in, get out, just like the Marines. Turn it over to somebody else. And, you know, we don't need spring training. Our nouns and verbs are in pretty good shape right now. But, no, overall, seriously, 6 weeks spring training goes way back when guys came in out of shape. They had off-season jobs. They could easily cut it back to 3.
Your nouns and verbs are good. Any dangling participles you have to work on in the spring?
No, because those are illegal in California. I know we're in Arizona and they're illegal, but when you're back home at Petco Park, those are illegal.
You've got to have some favorite spring training cliches that you've had over the years covering so many guys. Best shape of my life, that kind of thing. Any favorites?
You know, they all are so mind-numbingly bad, they just run together. My favorite is, and it's not necessarily a cliche, it's a way of life, is baseball-related activities. You know,
as opposed to
hockey-related activities. Although, you know, San Diego's a hockey town again, so, you know, the Padres are going to have to up their game as far as their related activities.
Well, let's talk about those related activities to baseball.
Sure.
You've been here. You've checked out the team for a couple of days. Early impressions of Andy Green as a first-year manager?
Good guy. I mean, we will work him hard, and I think he's going to be terrific. He even gives injury updates. And for those of us who cover some of the other ball squads in town, that's welcome. And he doesn't speak in too many cliches. That's also very welcome compared to some of the other ball coaches we cover. So, you know, so far, so good for the rookie skipper.
What do you see difference-wise from his camps early than some previous ones you've covered and the way he runs it?
I like the music. You know, I don't know if that was his idea or if it was an organizational decision. But the speakers, the music, the playlists are all solid.
Any particular songs you'd like to hear more just to make your day go a little bit
better? I'd like
better?
To hear a little more Stones, Zeppelin, Skynyrd, and some. And I'm trying to get A.J. Preller to experience
the
Sex
Clash,
Pistols.
Right? You're trying to get him a little bit.
Starting with the Sex Pistols and then going on to the Clash.
All right.
I haven't heard his scouting report yet, but I'd like to hear a little bit of that. So we'll see if they can get into the rotation.
Speaking of rotation and the actual players in the team, a squad that maybe a lot of people are not prognosticating many great things for this season, but they have some potential to surprise some people if certain things break right. Do you see any potential X factors that if they can perform to a certain level can make this team a lot better than people may expect?
Well, the starting three have to, you know, the big horses, as they've been referred to, Ross, Cashner, and Shields, they each are going to have to win their personal triple crown in order to keep this team in it. Because, you know, Zach Greinke the other day let it slip that he was looking forward to a three-team competition. And then he sort of said, well, he didn't mean to slight the other two teams, meaning the Padres and the Rockies, who most everybody think are going to be competing for fourth place. So, you know, the big three horses have to gallop hard. Guys have to stay healthy. I mean, baseball players do get hurt. I don't think people realize the rigor that it takes on their bodies. But Will Myers has to stay healthy. Kemp has to stay healthy. Got to swing the timber and play consistent.
Let's talk some of the quirkier national stories. I want to get your opinion on some of them. The Marlins banning facial hair. Do you like that move or not?
Not necessarily. I mean, I know
this is a camp with a lot of facial hair.
Right. Well, imagine this ball squad without facial hair. You know, Cashner wouldn't be the same. Derek Norris. You know, Norris last year at one point had the hairdo and the beard that he could have starred in that Vikings series on, I think it's History Channel.
Yep,
I mean,
right.
you look fierce in a beard. I mean, facial hair is important. So, you know, maybe the Marlins are going to lose 100 games just because of that.
What about, you touched on it earlier, guys used to come to spring training not in shape to get into shape. Have you seen the pictures of Pablo Sandoval up in Boston?
Yes, he has a large stomach.
Do you think he's the kind of guy that could use the 6 weeks still?
Well, I think it's embarrassing that a guy like that comes in with, looking like a tub of lard. I mean, it's with the money these guys make, a lot of them have personal trainers in the off season. They stay in shape. A lot of them have gyms at their house, things like that, weight rooms. And he clearly has not bellied up to the salad bar in quite
a
long time.
I like that.
So the salad bar is important. Some guys, you know, they like the regular bar. So, but that's pretty embarrassing for a big league ball player.
Couple of guys coming in with some sweet rides across Major League Baseball. Did you see Yoenis Cespedes' new ride after signing that contract with the Mets?
You showed me the picture, and what that tells you is he makes way too much money.
You don't think you can see yourself behind the wheel of one of those?
I'm a Ford F-150 guy.
And last thing I wanted to get your opinion on, the Pirates announced earlier this spring training they're bringing back those 1979, the World Series jerseys for certain home games. The Padres are doing a brown look. Do you like the throwback look? Do you like the uniforms that some of these guys are dipping into their heritage for?
I like one uniform.
Which is?
No, I just like teams that have one uniform. Okay. Yankees, Dodgers, Cardinals. And it's not necessarily the uniform, it's the guy in the uniform. So that's, I think, what this ball squad needs to pay attention. Not necessarily the five jerseys, it's the guys who are wearing them. And I didn't like the Pirates hats way back then.
Oh, not controversial opinion alert.
Oh, horrible controversial opinion alert. So.
Anything with time becomes nostalgic and becomes a positive thing.
Exactly.
All right, well.
Let me ask you a question, young man. Have you tried
I'm the host of the show.
Yeah,
here.
I know, but I'm here to steer from the back of the bus. Have you tried out the Moon Saloon?
Not yet to your extent, so I'll have to give that your recommendation.
Okay, that is the key baseball-related activity for non-uniform personnel at spring training.
Blooper, add that to the list of baseball-related activities.
Are you old enough to drink?
Training. I am.
Okay.
I'll show you my ID afterward.
Okay.
Bernie Wilson, thank you for joining us.
Anytime,
enjoy
bro.
The rest of spring training. Bernie Wilson, he's a character.
To say the least. We could have our own show.
Well, we'll save that for next season, maybe. He asked me about some local watering holes. You're a bit of a beer snob, is the scientific term.
Yeah.
What's the situation like? What's the beer universe like here in Peoria?
Yeah, well, yeah, technically, like, Peoria is kind of slow. The craft beer scene's kind of catching on here, but, like, there's a couple spots. Oso has, OHSO has three locations in the valley. I sound like a commercial here, basically. Three locations to serve you. And there's a place near downtown called Angel's Trumpet. Both have real diverse beer lists and good food.
All right. That is the official recommendation here from Corey Brock, beer snob to the stars. Folks, Major League Baseball All-Star Week is coming to San Diego this July 8th through the 12th. Register now for the chance to purchase tickets at allstargame.com. Registration ends April 20th.
Your early look at the 2016 Padres is right here. It's Padres Social Hour at spring training in Arizona, and we'll be right back after these messages.